Our God is greater. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know what that translates to? And if God is for us, then who can stop us? If God is with us, then what can stand against us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you what. It's my privilege at this time to turn the service over to Dr. Jim and Sister Connie Childs. And they're going to bless us with the presence of the Lord.
You, Lord. Amen. For even this night, says God, will I not open up the windows of heaven? And have I not resounded within your spirits my manifested presence? And will I not do what I said I would do, says God? For even this night, I've orchestrated it just for you. For I have opened up myself, and I am unleashing all that I am once again upon you. And you will be the ones upon the earth that will begin to stir the waters of my river one more time. And as you begin to stir the water, says God, watch and see what I won't do. For even this night I begin to release my breath upon you afresh and a brand new. And as you begin to just step into me, God says, begin to abandon all that you are and all that you have, and relinquish every right to be right in my presence. And as you relinquish your right to be right, God says, watch and see what I won't demonstrate in your behalf. For surely this night I'm going to begin to cause a coming together of spirit to spirit like never before. For in this hour I am longing to pour myself out in an abundance in ways that you've not yet experienced. And as you open yourself, says God, you'll not be disappointed at this appointed time that I've set aside just for you. For you have been one that's cried to me even in the night seasons, and you've longed for my presence. And God says, this night you will not be disappointed. For my hand and my anointing is upon you, and I am not changed my mind concerning you. For even my spirit longs and even weeps and cries for my beloved to draw and come close to me. And as you draw and you come close to me, says God, I will begin to woo that area that has been totally stripped, that's been totally abused and undone, says God. For I am going to pour myself in that you may pour out one more time. And I'll pour back in so that you can pour out one more time. For my rivers are ongoing rivers. They're unstoppable rivers. For God says, just begin to abandon yourself and relinquish your right to be right. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this hour, for this timing, Lord. Oh, Father, that we would begin to open our spirits wide open. Wide open. Wide open. Honor you. We bless you. We just need to do something for a moment. If you will, just stand to your feet one more time. And just as a prophetic act between you and God, you do whatever you got to do to just say, God, I open myself. I'm not going to miss my moment. I relinquish the right to be right in areas that I have no understanding of. I really sense that very, very strongly. Amen. This is a divine appointed time. Don't miss your moment, church. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. We bless you, Lord. Come on, take a minute and just love on him. Tell him how much he means to you. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord. God, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So grateful. So grateful. Love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Come on, you can do better than that. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
I tell you, some of you are nervous because you're standing next to somebody who may not understand. So just look at them just for a moment. Say, pardon me. Tell them, say, pardon me. But I'm about to praise the Lord. Yeah, amen. Glory to God. And just go ahead and let her go. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Karya bashotoria mamariete. Shete omonoria lalabakaya. Deke ondorbo shotoria lalabakaya. Neke otoria bababaya shotoria tete. Yera la maya toya, shela la mada dadaya. Neke otoria bababababaya shete tete. Yera la maya. Yet I will praise the Lord. Yet I will praise the Lord. Amen. You just need to talk to yourself. You're going to praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. My sister right here in the green. What's your name, honey? Keisha? Keisha, I just heard God say that my hand is upon you, daughter, as never before. And I'm going to cause you to be one that's going to be drawn to my presence and my anointing. For I'm thrusting you forward, says God. No longer will you stay in the background of things, says the Lord. But you're going to begin to come forward. For there are giftings and anointings that I have placed upon your life that have lied dormant. And God said, think it not strange that I brought you into this place for such a time as this. For even as I raised up Esther to begin to bring a deliverer into a city, God says, I'm raising you up, daughter, to be a deliverer within the city. For God says, I've placed an anointing on you that's going to begin to gather those round about you to listen to the word and the voice of the Lord. And God says, know that you know that you know that I birthed you for such a time as this. For such a time as this. Amen. God says, just begin to settle in. Settle in. Settle it once and for all. And God says, as you do, you'll not be disappointed. You'll not be disappointed. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Amen. Koria bababaya sheke de. Mashotoria babaya. Okay, Lord. Koria bababaya sheke de. Thank you, Lord. Pastors Jerry and Clifton, I just hear God say that there is a huge restoration that's coming, and it's coming full force, for there has been something in your heart that you've longed to build that's not yet been built. And God says, I'm going to begin to cause the resources to come to you. For you have abandoned yourself and you have emptied yourselves completely time and time and time again. And God said there is going to be a gathering of the harvest that you've never seen before in your behalf. For God says, begin to write the plans and make it clear what you're asking of him. Because God says, I'm going to supersede even that. God says, begin to dream bigger and broader because it's much bigger than the two of you. For there's a legacy, God says, that you're going to lay upon the earth that even those that begin to gather to it It's going to cause an acceleration of the Spirit where things have been struggling and it's been hard and difficult in some people's lives. God says, you watch and see what I won't do in this hour and in this timing of your lives. That there's coming as such a supernatural fruitfulness of not just souls, but also things that have been left undone, where you have felt like totally stripped and totally undone. And if that wasn't enough, then you went into another season that seemed totally stripped and totally undone. And then if that wasn't enough, then you went into another season that seemed totally stripped and totally undone. And God says, I've had my eye on the two of you all along, and you've stayed faithful to me. And because you've stayed faithful to me, I'm going to begin to raise you up and honor you in a magnitude that you've never, ever, ever dreamed yourself of seeing. For God says, I'm going to cause you to be a son of the hour as never before. Man of God, you will begin to prophesy even things around the city round about you that's going to cause a gathering of city officials, that's going to cause upheaval even within the city, but it's going to be a godly upheaval. For God says, you're going to be my mouthpiece, and you will declare and you will decree a thing, and it shall be so, says God. And woman of God, God says, know that I'm thrusting you forward with a greater acceleration as never before. It's like there are things from the past that's going to have to catch up with you quickly, says God. For I'm causing you to be a forerunner as never before. You're going to pave the path for many, many other women and men of God. For the two of you are going to set a trail that's going to be so accurate and so clear to many that come alongside of you, that there is going to be not only the mothering and the fathering, but there's going to be almost like a reproducing of that over and over and over again. For God says, you'll not leave this earth undone. Amen. There's a supernatural strength that's going to become upon the two of you as never before. Amen. A supernatural strength. And I'm telling you, just an unprecedented favor. Such an unprecedented favor upon the two of your lives. I see what God's fixing you to do. People, you need to start watching the news more. Because what God is fixing to have the two of you step into will make the newspapers. It will be on the news. Amen. The two of you are history makers because you've been so willing to abandon everything. God says, I'm going to honor you in such an unprecedented way that's just going to blow you away. Hallelujah. Amen. You will see it. You will see it. You will see it. Amen. Glory to God. Don't get quiet. If that was you, you'd be jumping up and down. Come on. Amen. You know, when we sing that song, Our God is Greater, and if our God is with us, then who can stand against us? I'm standing in amazement right now. Who would have thought these men and women of God in my life that have poured into me, well, I didn't know anything about the prophetic, and God sends this man of God from somewhere and gave him my name. And I'll never forget it. He said, all I hear is help. Y'all can be seated. My husband says, let you all sit down. Aren't you glad we're a team? Hallelujah. But he said, all I hear God say is help. And that was the one word cry I had the night before that happened. I would have never dreamed I'd be in this place at this time with these men and women of God that have poured into my life. I was just sharing with Brother Charles how years ago, I remember him because one of my grandsons was dying shortly after he was born. And I remember Charles praying over him and releasing life. And that, my little grandson is 10 years old. Doctors didn't know what to do for him. Amen. But we have a greater physician. Come on. If God could do it 10 years ago, how much more will he not do it right here, right now, tonight? Amen. Come on. You need to stir your faith. You need to stir your faith. Amen. See, you only get what you believe. Come on, you do. I want to share with you just real quickly some of the things God's been doing. Even in my own life, I began to talk to the Lord about how he visited me as a little girl at the age of 10. And I asked Jesus to come into my life, knew nothing about the Holy Ghost, didn't even know to ask for it. And not only did I get saved, but I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, was laid out on the floor for 3 hours. And there was a weightiness of the presence of God on my life then. And it did not happen in a church building, and it did not happen because Mama and Daddy was saved. Come on. Amen. Take the limits off of God. Take it off. Amen. Well, I began to revisit that because the Lord asked me, he says, Connie, what do you want? And I began to revisit that as a little girl. And I said, God, I remember the weightiness of your presence at the age of 10. And I'm hungry for that again. Amen. And in December of 2010, my husband and I were in Louisville. And we got there the night before we were to minister, and I had a visitation of the Lord sometime between 4 and 6 o'clock in the morning. I felt two hands come up and place their hands on the lower part of my back, prayed in the Spirit and said, hallelujah, hallelujah, lifted their hands. And my back was totally, completely healed. Now, you got to understand, I've got a broken tailbone, 4 vertebrae on top of one another, pain all the time, had been going to a chiropractor for 3 years prior to this all the time, just so I could walk. I was told, don't sit for any long periods of time. You can't stand for any long periods of time, all this kind of stuff. And yet, because I revisited, that God could do it then.
That's right. Amen.
He's going to do it again. Amen. That was one of the things that began to happen. Then after that, we were home, and I had taken some medicine for allergies and stuff, and one of the side effects was is you could lose your sense of smell. And I had no sense of smell for about 2.5 years. And so I began to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, I haven't been able to smell anything for 2.5 years. And we were laying in the bed in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden I began to smell this beautiful, flowery fragrance. And it woke me up. It was so strong. And I sat up in the bed. Now, just to tell you, I'm thinking, okay, am I dreaming or am I really awake? So I get up and I walk to the bathroom. Oh, like you all don't test things. Come on now. I walked away, went to the bathroom, come back, and I could still smell it just as strong, and I began to weep, and I realized he gave me my sense of smell back. Amen? So there are things that God's wanting to restore back to you. Amen? That he wants to do, even when doctors say it can't be done, even when it's the side effects of medications. I can't tell you how many people we have seen delivered, totally healed, from bipolar, schizophrenic, to all kinds of mental breakdowns, emotional breakdowns. I am seeing the manifested presence of God begin to come on somebody, and I mean in a, they're completely whole. So my question is to you, why not you? And why not now? What are you waiting for? Why not you? And why not now? Amen? Amen. I'm done.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. If our God's for us, the psalmist said, this I know, God is for me. And I tell you what, if the church will begin to realize that God is for us, and you know, every one of you here makes mistakes. Every one of you here flub up, sin. Don't look at me holy like that. And you're so concerned whether or not you're going to lose everything. Well, if you want to lose it, you can lose it. If you kill your high priest, because he ever lives to make intercessions for you. And so when you're messing up, he's praying for you. And when you think you don't deserve anything, he's still praying for you. Amen. Glory to God. Now look at somebody and say, I'm a son of God. I am a son of God, glory to God. Are you hearing me? I am a son of God. You be friends all you want to. I'm a son, glory to God. Amen? Because there's something that happens when you begin to realize that as a son, you're an heir of God. You can begin to receive the things God has for you. Amen? Well, you're anointed of the Holy Spirit, glory to God. And, all right, I'm going to talk over here somewhere and get some, find somebody who can hallelujah me, amen me, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Something. Hallelujah. I said, you're anointed of God.
Amen.
And anointing is not just some simple little feeling or anything. It means that you got the Holy Ghost on your life, in your life. Amen. That Christ dwells on the inside of you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord's upon me because He's anointed me. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you that this is dangerous, you sitting there, because I don't normally have a handheld mic and I might as well just let it go. Hallelujah.
Now.
So there, I just let it go. Hallelujah. And so we need to realize that God's for us. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. I got a kick out of Pastor Laverne. She said she didn't want to upset anybody when she said something about Buddha. I'll upset you. I turned on Facebook the other day and it was a blast from the flash, a flash from the back or something, a flashback. There's some guy on there and he was singing, "It Won't Be Buddha Sitting on the Throne." Remember that song? "It Won't Be Muhammad's Calling Us Home." Won't be Hare Krishna as we stand before on Judgment Day, and we're going to see the sun, not reverent moon. Glory to God. Amen. I'm tired of a church that wants to be politically correct. Amen. If that's being politically correct, I want to be politically wrong. Amen. I'm trying to get y'all going a little bit because I won't preach until you go a little bit. Glory to God. Because when you leave here tomorrow or tonight... When you leave here tonight and you run into somebody tomorrow, there's only one thing you're going to be able to say to them: you missed it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm telling you, if we'll just get in the flow just a little bit, the Holy Ghost is going to begin to move and begin to show up, because the Holy Ghost never called a meeting he didn't attend.
Amen.
Amen. And so He wants to show up and show out. He wants to do some things in our midst. Praise God. Amen. And you may not be used to saying amen or say oh me or something. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you are big on Israel? I'm big on Israel. I'm part of the Christians United for Israel. I'm big on Israel. But here's the thing I'm seeing in the church, and that is we are so busy concerned about what's going on in Israel and what's going on in whether or not there's pieces of the temple being built, going to be taken up and erected someday, that we forget that we are the temple that He's building. Glory to God. He's building us to dwell in. He wants to, He says, I didn't ask for a house, and you can't make me a house. Who's going to make me a house for me to dwell in? I'll make it myself. And so He's dwelling on us. What? Know you not your body's a temple of the Holy Ghost?
That's right.
And the lights are on in somebody's home. Amen. And so God is dwelling on the inside of us, and He's wanting to be released out of us. Signs and wonders and miracles are all on the inside of you, glory to God. You are a son of God. You carry the presence of God wherever you go. And God's just looking for somebody that will believe Him enough that He can begin to flow through, glory to God. Are y'all hearing me tonight, glory to God? And so we need to begin to touch and tap into the things of God. Here recently, I was driving down the road, and I was praying in the Holy Ghost and had some music on. And I said, Lord, what is it You're wanting from me? He said, I want You to speak as a son. Don't be coming here asking me to do something. Speak as a son, because a son can decree and declare. Come on. And He knows that when He speaks, that the Father will back up what He said when the prodigal son went home. And He said, you never killed a calf for me. I've been here all this time. The elder son did. Said, I've been here all this time. You never killed it. You didn't have a party for me. What's going on here? And he says, oh my goodness. He said, you didn't realize that all this belonged to you. All you had to do was call for a party, and the party would have been going on. All you had to do is tell the servant to kill a fatted calf, and the calf would have been killed. You're a son, glory to God. You carry authority. Amen. And see, what's that group that's cutting heads off all the time? What are they called? Oh yeah, Christians. We're always cutting the head off. See, we don't realize we're the body of Christ. And we want to think the head's up there somewhere else, and you know, we're down here as a body. No, we're all together one. He that's joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. The devil don't know who he's messing with when you begin to talk and you begin to decree the word of the Lord. Come on now. See, you've got power you don't even know yet. You have untapped power that's dwelling on the inside of you. And God's just waiting to erupt on your behalf. Amen? See, you're worried, so worried about mountains being moved. It ain't a mountain till you name it. God didn't call it a mountain, you did.
Yes.
Well, amen. See, y'all, if you just get behind me, I'll get away from the notes altogether and just preach to you. Well, amen. Glory to God. I don't know you, but I do know you. I asked my wife when I come in, I said, who is that? And I said, I don't know him, but I do know him. By the Spirit of the Lord. See, when you walked in, God said, there's one of my arrows. And I said, an arrow? And he says, no, my spear. And see, God said, I made you a man of order and a man of discipline. And the Lord said, I've given you some understanding of how to put some things in line and begin to cause some things to come into fruition. And the Lord said, I don't want you to draw back. I don't want you to set back. But the Lord said, I want you to begin to release the giftings and callings I put in your life. For the Lord said, I made you a man of integrity. I made you a man of strength. And the Lord said, I've given you some insight into some things that even, I just see you're like calling cadence and you're just, two, three. And the Lord said, I'm giving you some insight to put some things in order so things will begin to march in the right direction. And now the Lord says, begin to call those cadence and begin to see what I'll do. For the Lord says, you've come into your season, into your time at the right appointed time, for you've not seen nothing yet, says the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Now, perilous times. Oh, I got to say this. There's birthdays going on this week. And there's anniversaries going on this. And 7 years ago, Sunday, my wife and I got married right here.
Has it been 7 years?
And I don't know how that all fit together, how it all came together, but maybe God's wanting to do something.
Yeah.
and this weekend is also Pentecost.
Yeah.
7 years ago, my wife marched down here. But 2,000 years ago, Jesus was hanging out with the boys at the outdoor cafe, and he looked over and saw what all the religious folk were doing as they were going through their traditions and everything else. And, you know, they were taking jugs of water and they was pouring it down the steps, purifying the steps that go up to the temple. And Jesus jumped up and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and let him drink. And he said, the water I'll give will be like a... What? River flowing up out of him. And at the same time that was going on, way across town, there were some priests all get together in a line, cut down some palm trees, and they begin to march in unison. And as they would go, they would swing the palm tree. You hear, whew, 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 as they marched towards the temple, which was indication of the Holy Spirit coming in on the day of Pentecost. That same wind's blowing, glory to God. And God's trying to release a fresh wind of His Spirit. And I heard the Lord say even tonight that after this weekend's over, that the residue that comes from the very footprints of the Holy Ghost as He moved in this place this weekend is going to be felt for weeks to come.
Hallelujah.
Come on now, a fresh wind of God's Spirit being released.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right, so y'all don't know how to do camp meet, but you know how to do conferences, don't you? Huh? It's all right to talk.
Amen.
Amen. I'm one of those guys, you got to say amen, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord, bring it up, doc, or well. Something. Look at somebody and say, something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, I haven't even started. Hallelujah. I feel hand-tied tonight. I've got this mic in one hand, and I've got a Bible. I was telling Pastor Laverne I don't use my Bible anymore. I have an iPod with a Bible on it, don't get me wrong. But, hallelujah. Go with me, if you would, tonight, if you would, to 2 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. Father, I just bless you. I thank you, Lord God, for your anointing. I thank you, Father, that we can't leave like we came. We can't, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you for it. I decree, Father God, that you're going to touch us tonight, Father God, in some way, fashion, or form, Father. You're going to have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have you found 2 Peter chapter 1?
Well,
Hallelujah. It's right next to 1 Peter. Hallelujah. Peter says in verse 12, says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in present truth. Everybody say present truth. Now, present truth just simply is a term that I like to say it this way. It's God. It's the truth that God's emphasizing at any one time. And I remember years ago that people would get baptized in the Holy Ghost and nobody even talk about the Holy Ghost. Just during praise and worship. Why? Because he was emphasizing it. I've been in meetings when people just get healed. Why? Because that's what he was emphasizing. And there are seasons and times that God just begins to emphasize certain truths. And when he does, I mean, it just happens. Glory to God. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to strive. It just begins to happen. So it's expedient to us to know what season and what time we're living in. Come on now. See, the Bible says to everything there's a season and a time. To everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. So everything has a season and everything has a time, or there's a purpose for the time. And so you need to realize that this is your season and this is your time that God has set aside to bless you. God has his purpose in his heart. See, he knows the end from the beginning. We get stuck in between. But he knows the end from the beginning. He calls things that be not as though they already were. Amen. And he already has set aside a designated season and a designated time that he said, that's the day I'm going to release that blessing upon their life. That's why sometimes you don't get it when you think you ought to have it. Come on. See, God knows exactly when you're ready so he can begin to pour it out on your life. And I believe that this is a particular season in time that God has set for the church. I believe that what could not be done before is suddenly going to begin to spring forth in our lives. Some of those that you have been fighting with and praying over and laboring over trying to get them into the kingdom are suddenly going to want to come to church. They're suddenly going to want to get things right because it's the season and it's the time. Glory to God. Some of those that have been needing deliverance, but it seems like they just got wickeder and eviler and it just seemed like they fought it harder, are suddenly going to begin to be delivered because it's a season and it's a time that God has said, I'm going to begin to advance the church. See, when the Lord shall appear in Zion, the church, when he shall appear in Zion, then he said he's going to begin to cause some things to take place. And I believe that we're in that Kairos time right now. And so there are things that God wants to begin to emphasize. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have time for any religion anymore. No. I'm too busy being a son. I was in a church, I was in a Ponderosa or Bonanza or something one day, and I'm standing in line, and as I'm standing in line, a group of people come in, and the person in front of me said to the people in front of them, here comes those church people. I ain't no church people. I don't want to be identified as a church people. I am not a church person. I am a son of God. Glory to God. Amen. And see, the whole earth, listen to me, the whole earth is waiting for you and I to begin to act like who we say we are, because the earth's liberty is in our hands. It don't belong to the enemy. As we begin to rise up and begin to decree and declare the counsel of God, then the earth begins to take place come into order. Glory to God. Amen. I'm talking faster than I can think. Glory to God. Well, the Bible says that we need to, Paul says, I put you in remembrance that you what? Stir up the gift that's within you. Stir it up. Quit asking God to stir it up. It's your responsibility to stir it up. That's if you right. feel like you're high and dry and need a ball player, it's your fault. You need to stir yourself up. Somebody asked me the other day, says, I notice when you guys prophesy, you start off real slow and then the next thing you know is boom. And I said, there's some tractors right up the street here. And you don't go up to that tractor, you know, bulldozers. You don't go up to that bulldozer and just turn the crank and it just starts up and you drive off. You go over there and turn it and it's got what is called a pony motor. And the pony motor kicks in and runs a little bit. And when the pony motor gets good and hot, then it turns over the big motor. And sometimes I just have to kick the clutter a little bit. That's what I've been doing tonight, kicking the clutter. See, so we can find the veins so we can be. See, my idea is we're going to have camp meeting. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, if I had to barbecue some religious cows in order to do it, I don't care. Glory to God. You know, we're going to have some camp meeting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we are in a particular season and in a time. And by the way, when it's camp time, it's a season and it's a sign you can act up. Well, we don't do that where I'm from. You're not there. Used to have people come to me and say, I hope nothing happens today because I bought some visitors. And I says, I hope God just... You don't think that God knows what we do where we're at? He brought them here because they don't get what they... So we're in a particular season, a significant time. Yeah. Now, the Bible says that the sons of Issachar were men of understanding of the time to know what Israel ought to do. There are some things we ought to do. Yeah. Come on. There are some things we ought to do. And it's not just come into church and sit on our rusty dusty. No. There are some things. We are the body of Christ, glory to God. Amen. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I am not defeated. See, and I'm not trying to pull the devil down. He's under my feet. I'm seated in heavenly places, glory to God. I'm operating out of a kingdom realm. We need to step up a little bit. See, the invitation's been given. Come up here, glory to God. And so we need to come up and come out of this religious attitude and begin to operate as sons and daughters of the Most High God. I was thinking, there's an old song, actually several old songs. One old song says, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? Yeah. And then there's another song that says, time is on my side. Oh, no, it ain't. Because if you've lived any time at all, you know there's some things you can't do now that you used to do. Amen. And the Bible says, redeeming the time. Why? For the days are evil. And so we need to begin to buy back the time. But I want you to understand that when the Lord came on the scene, and well, even before Jesus came on the scene and the disciples asked him back in the mountaintop when Moses said, now, Lord, if you send me, I know they're going to ask me, who sent me? And what's his name? And he says, you tell them, I am that I am. Not that I will be that I will be. Not that I was, but I am, glory to God. I live in the present, glory to God. There's no past and there's no future. There's only the now in God. And you need to quit waiting to get to heaven to get delivered. Quit waiting till you get to heaven to get happy, glory to God. Quit waiting to get to heaven to get healed. It's now, glory to God. It belongs to us now. Hallelujah. If you get with me, I'd preach, glory to God. And so, we don't get caught up in time. Don't get caught up in time. You know, you're waiting to live eternal life when you already got eternal life living in you. You are an eternal being already if you know the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And so, a while back, I was in a meeting, and as we were there, the Lord just moved on me, and I began to prophesy, and I said this. It's a day of significance. That this day was a day of significance. And I began to think about that, that God was saying that this is a particular day. This is an appointed time. This is something that I'm saying to you, that you don't need to miss your day of visitation. It's a day of significance. And the very next day, one of the ladies that was in the meeting that had a radio program called me up. She says, you know, after you left that meeting, I went on the radio that evening and I preached for 45 minutes about it being a significant time. And I thought, well, Mo, if you're going to preach it, maybe I ought to. And so I began to look at that. So it's a day of significance. It's a day of that God declares special. Now there's always special events in our lives. I just told you about one that 7 years ago was a special event for us. You know, I'm probably going to always remember it. If I want to forget it, she'll remind me. But what about 9/11? We remember the event there, don't we? And so whether it's a good event or a bad event, we have days that stand out in our mind as special days. They're significant days. I remember the first time I preached, I had 20-something pages of notes. And it was at Community Bible. And the pastor's wife went downstairs to change her son's diaper. And by the time she come back upstairs, I was putting the amen on it. That's been... several years ago.
But yet, it still stands out in my mind. I still remember it's a significant day. See, when I brought my son home from the hospital, you know, when he was born, they put him in a Christmas stocking. I'll never forget it. It was a significant day in my life, an event that stands out in my life. And we're all going to have those. Amen. When I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, it's a day that stands out in my life because I was mad at God. I just left the hospital, standing out in the hallway, hearing my son, as he was about 2 years old at the time, I guess, saying to the doctors in there, getting ready to do a spinal tap on him, "I'll tell my daddy." And I had to back up the hall so he wouldn't see me, because even if he told me, I couldn't stop it. So I went back to the church, and as I walked in, for the first time I saw somebody laying hands on somebody and they've fallen out. And I thought, what is this nonsense? And so when they gave an altar call, you know, I saw a couple of things happen like that. When they gave the altar call, I thought, I'm going up there and I'm going to show this up. I'm mad at God. I know none of y'all ever get that way. I'm mad at God and I'm up there to prove this stuff is nonsense. So I went up there, and you know what? I thought, when he touches me, I ain't going down. He ain't pushing me down. Well, he didn't even touch me. He blew on me. Yeah. So I'm laid out there speaking in tongues. You know, he turned around and said, he's going to receive the baptism too. And I just began to pray in the Spirit. And it stands out in my mind. We all have those significant days. But I'm saying all this because I want you to understand that during this camp meeting, this could be a significant time for you, where you're able to look back and say, that's the time I got healed. That's the time that I met God. That's the time that God began to take away my fears, my worries, my concern. That's the time God gave me some hope in my life. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Don't just accept this as another church meeting. It's not just another get together, glory to God. See, we're here so that God can begin to release something in our midst that changes us forever. Glory to God. A significant time. Well, amen. 2 Peter 1:12, being established in present truth. And so whatever God is doing, we need to understand and we need to accept it. I had a thing happen the other night. Somebody asked a question. It says about quenching the Spirit. What does it mean to quench the Spirit? And, we always used to say it this way in full gospel, Pentecostal tongue, talking Bible, tongue, cassette playing, River Prophetic Apostolic Churches, we used to say it this way. It's when somebody doesn't let the Holy Ghost do what he wants to do, you know, and just sit down on it. But what about this? When God wants to do something in your life and he doesn't come to you the way that you're used to him coming to you, and so you shut him down. You've just quenched the Spirit in your life. Now, I want to tell you something. You can't quench the Spirit in my life. But you can quench it in your life. Now, I'm a Word man, and I believe in the Word, glory to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm an armchair quarterback. If I got a preacher on TV, he better have his stuff in line, because I'm going to correct him. My wife's always saying, he can't hear you. Don't matter. I'm going to correct it, glory to God. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying? And yet at the same time, God sometimes surprises me and does things that I didn't expect him to do. We were in a service here one night, and the service just went wild. And people were just kind of laid out everywhere. And the two that was in charge was looking at each other, acting like they were doing karate, drunk in the Spirit. And I'm having to be over here because I'm the designated driver, or I'm in charge of the meeting when everybody else gets wiped out. And yet at the same time, I'm thinking, I don't have scripture for this. But I'm familiar with the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me? Yeah. I'm familiar with the, I'm always amazed when people say, well, I don't know if that's God. Why not? Don't you know him? Yeah. So I lean over to my wife, since I can't get it. I lean over to her and I say, stay open. I no sooner got out of my mouth than the guy come over and laid hands on her. And she's laying on the front row there, bouncing up and down like she just had electric charge go through her. I mean, you know, I could have bounced her like a basketball. See, we got to be careful we don't quench the Spirit, because he doesn't come to us the way we think he ought to come to us. And you need to get this understanding out of your heart and out of your head that says the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He'll never do anything that you don't want him to do. What? He didn't never correct you?
Come on.
He didn't ever tell you to do something you didn't want to do. Come on, see, he's the boss. He'll do what he wants to. He's got a complex. He thinks he's God. Well, amen. And so we need to learn to be open. Look at somebody, say, be open.
Be open.
Now, if I can do anything to strengthen you or help you tonight for this camp meeting, is to tell you to stay open. Be open to whatever God wants to do. Amen. And my theology is this. If I rub the cat the wrong way, let the cat turn around. So we need to be open to His voice. Hebrews 3:7-8 and Hebrews 4:7-8 says, today, after so long a time, today, if you'll hear His voice, harden not your heart. Today we need to hear His voice. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, or by the preceding word of God does man live. I have a CD back there. It's called the Eternal Word, or the Power of the Eternal Word. And what brought that on is because we're in perilous times. Did I ever get to that scripture yet? Perilous times. Well, the Bible says that it'll come to pass in the last day, the perilous times will come. Now, when the writer said that, he wasn't talking necessarily about us. He was talking about what was going on, that was the destruction of Jerusalem at perilous times. And he's saying that this is going to get heavy before it gets any better. It's destruction is coming. Are you following me? And they recognize it the last day then. In fact, the Apostle John says we're in the last day now. There's even now more many antichrists out there. Antichrist just means, listen, you may be one. Antichrist means the one who opposes the anointing. And if you oppose the anointing working in your life, you just became Antichrist. Whoa. Hallelujah. Where are you taking me, Lord? Now you got quiet on me. Did he just call me the devil? No, I just told you what the Antichrist was. Just be cool. Nobody knows it. I said the cat has to turn around. Say it louder. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need not harden our heart. We need to be open, because as we're open, God begins to put some things in us, and He wants to put His word. We're living in a time now from seeker-sensitive church.
Come on.
I know. Oh, help us, Lord. Center-sensitive churches, you know, where everything goes. Come as you are and leave as you came. And now it's become popular, and I'm even seeing it from people I know that I had a respect for that are now saying, we don't need the Word, we need manifestations. Uh-oh. Oh, you're going to get some without the Word, I guarantee you. We need the Word, glory to God, because see, here's what Jesus said about the Word. Well, I guess I won't preach this next time. Everybody do this. Now hold it, just hold it. Now I want to ask you, where are you going to get your next breath? God gave you that one. Where are you going to get the next one?
Yeah.
And Jesus said this, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. The word spirit just simply means breath. Uh-huh. The words I speak to you are breath. And you know, medical people will tell you that one of the problems with us today is that we don't breathe deep enough. If we would just spend time breathing deep enough, we would begin to take in the things that we need to give us health, glory to God. But we don't breathe deep enough, and we don't breathe deep enough in the church either. And that's the enemy's biggest trick right now, is let me entertain you rather than you eat some bread, glory to God. Now, I'm not against manifestation. We'd be able to see some. But manifestation without the Word can get you in serious trouble. Amen. So we need to be open to the Word of God and let the Word of God begin to speak into us, because we all need some fresh breath. Amen. You know, if you take your head and stick it under the cover, you keep on breathing the same old air over and over and over again. Not going to be good. Amen. So we need some breath. All right, but so we need the Word of God. So we need to be open to what God wants to say. Now, we need to understand the season and the time we're living in. You thought I forgot. Perilous times. Perilous means hard to deal with. Have you discovered that you're in a season of times that are hard to deal with? There are things going on in our country I never thought would go on. I mean, they're hard to deal with. There are churches today that are saying we need to embrace Islam because there's no difference between Allah and Jehovah. Huh? We have people saying that this nation is not a Christian nation. Come on. There are things that are going on that's hard to deal with. Especially for me. And so, yet at the same time, listen to me. Just because there are times, things going on that are hard to deal with doesn't mean we lose. Because here's what the Word says. The Word says that it will come to pass that darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the glory of the Lord. See, as this stream of darkness is going on, at the very same time, the glory of the Lord is being released. Glory to God. And we've just got to decide which one we're going to flow in. And so I'm not concerned about the darkness, because here's a newsflash for you. Darkness has never expelled light. Light expels the darkness. And if you'll let your light shine, if you'll just get that song back out, this little light of mine, and begin to shine, glory to God, you'll see darkness expel all around you. Amen. It's your time. This is your season to shine. Some of you have been to church all your life and you feel like, well, I've never been able to do nothing for the Lord. Nobody's ever let me do anything. I feel like I got this to do. I feel like I can do that. It's your season. It's your time. Begin to stir that thing up and begin to release it, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In our church, we used to have conferences all the time, and I would tell my song leader, I was just nice to him. I'd just say, all right, we're going to have a conference. Here's the theme. Get a song. And I would encourage him, write a song. And he would begin to write songs. And so every time we had a conference, he got a new song. And one of the songs he wrote about was, I'm going to just take some of the things out because I believe that they were prophetic songs. And the thing about prophets sometimes is you stand upon a mountaintop and you see across to the other mountaintop and you don't see everything in the valley. You just see the high points. And see, sometimes when you get a prophetic word, you may have been sitting on a word for a long time and it don't look like it's going to come to pass. It's your season. And it's your time. Glory to God. Are you hearing me? If I can get that in your spirit today, you'll change real quick. It is your season. It is your time. And listen to me, it's your turn. It's your turn. Glory to God. Come on. You've watched everybody else get blessed. You watch everybody else see something, God move in their household or family or on their job or something. It's your season, it's your time, and it's your turn. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
But he would begin to sing, and this song said, it's a time of refreshing. And I believe that's exactly where we're at. It's a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. It's time that God began to release something in our life, and we began to get stirred up. I looked at the theme for the conference, and I looked at it wrong because I didn't see perilous times. I looked at it and said, return to Joel's place. And I thought, oh, glory to God, we're going to have a Holy Ghost weekend. Now, what am I going to preach about the Holy Ghost? Because there's going to be other men here, and I know that all of us can't preach about baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so I thought, well, let's preach about refreshing. Because, I mean, you can't get around the Holy Ghost and not get refreshed. And you come in here and look like you've been pickled in prune juice. I know you've not been in the presence of the Holy Ghost. You cannot get in the presence of the Holy Ghost and be that way. Because there's a refreshing that begins to be released when you spend a little time, glory to God. When you just begin to stir yourself up in the presence of God, you begin to get refreshed. Amen? And so it's our season. We've been in the fire for a long time, haven't we? And that's what it really means when he talks about in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, that he'll send times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. He's saying, I will send you a refreshing that will help you recover from the effects of the heat. Now, the heat's been on, glory to God. But listen to me. Let me give you a little rocky tonight. I'm still standing here. The devil's took his best shot at you. You've gone through what you've gone through, and you're still standing, glory to God. He couldn't take you out. You're not defeated. Some of you got hit harder than others. Come on. Some of you just got hit repeatedly. But you're still standing here. I've been saying for the last couple of days, another rocky thing. I ain't punchy. I ain't what you call punchy. I've just been hit in the head a few times. But like Rocky, I ain't going down no more. Glory to God. Huh? I know who's on my side. I know I win. Glory to God. I know that greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And I know He has an appointed time for me. Glory to God. He's already written it down in His book on such and such day. June the 10th, 2011. I've ordained that they be healed. I've ordained that they be delivered. I've ordained that they be refreshed. Glory to God. I've ordained that they be recovered from the effects of the heat. It's their season. I decree it.
Amen.
And let there be light, and light was. Amen. So it's time. It's our season. It's the washing of water by the Word. Don't throw the Word out. It's the Word that begins to refresh you. The washing of water by the Word begins to wash over you, glory to God. And suddenly you begin to think, I think I can take it, glory to God. I think I can make it. I didn't see that before, but look what God is saying, glory to God. Amen. Now there's a commercial out there that you may have seen it before. And it says, na 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 na, na 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 na. And then it says, refresh yourself. Huh? Refresh yourself. And you need to refresh yourself. Quit looking for the preacher to refresh you.
Come on.
Quit. Let's all grow up. Let's all run out and say, I'm telling you what, I don't get fed there no more. Feed yourself.
Amen.
You're grown, glory to God. Get rid of the bottle and let's feed ourselves, glory to God.
Amen.
You know, well, the Holy Ghost ain't moving. Move them.
That's right.
Just begin to stir it up, glory to God. He's just looking for a way out, glory to God. Come on. Look at somebody and say, let go of my miracle. See, you don't realize that if you just begin to flow with God, you've released somebody's miracle. Glory to God. So it's a time of refreshing. And he goes on to say, it's a time of healing. And I believe that we can get healed today.
Amen.
Some of us believe that. Amen. I say, I believe we can get healed today. See, the Bible says he sent a manifestation and healed them. Oh, he sent his word in him. Do we have his word?
Yes.
And by the way, when you say, I don't know about, we don't need no word, we just need manifestations. Jesus was the word become flesh.
That's right.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And so the word's there, glory to God. I was remembering that my wife had something on her Facebook one time where somebody had just recently took a baby into a meeting. And the baby was in the hospital, and the babies couldn't see nothing, and the baby was dying, and the doctors was giving up on it, just trying to make the baby as comfortable as possible. And the mama said, well, you know, if the baby's dying, it won't hurt me to take it to church. And they didn't want her to, but she did it anyway. So she took her to the church, and when she took her to the church, the pastor called for to bring the baby up, and she just took the baby in her arms, and she just began to pray in the spirit and had everybody else praying, and all of a sudden the baby began to move a little bit. It hadn't been moving or anything. All of a sudden began to move a little bit. Of course, that just excited them just a little bit. And you know, she, all of a sudden the pastor was saying, open your eyes, honey. Open your eyes. In the name of Jesus, open your eyes. Open your eyes. And all of a sudden that baby, for the first time, opened its eyes and began to look around. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this is a season that the enemy has to bow its knee. Glory to God. Sickness and disease have to give up because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
My wife always tells me to put a disclaimer on this, but sometimes I hit people. And she says, oh, tell people you don't always do it. But sometimes when I'm praying, the Lord just tells me to do some things that are weird like that. And I mean, I'm not going to run across the room and kick you or anything like that, you know. Pray. But I was talking about sometimes people come up and you want to pray for them and you can't pray for them because you can't get them to shut up. They want to come and they want to pray and they want to scream and they want to do everything else. I'm thinking, you know, go home. Because you're here to receive.
Amen.
And when you get up, you're supposed to be coming to receive, not coming up and trying to get something.
That's right.
You just come to get it. God wants to give it to you. Well, I went through that whole thing and a woman came up and she stood in front of me and she started that stuff. And I said, shut up.
There you go.
She said, yes, sir. And I smacked her in the back and shouted, grace.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, she said, you know, when I came up, I was mad. And it hurt when you hit me. But then all of a sudden, all the pain's gone.
That's right.
Why? Because she got to where she could receive.
Right.
It's a season of healing. I don't care what the doctor said.
Come on.
Yeah. Thank God for doctors, but I don't want one. I don't want negative reports. Are you following me? I want the good reports. And it's a time of healing. Amen?
Amen.
And that, by the way, that's spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah.
It's a time of renewal. According to Titus 3:5, he saved us not by our own righteousness, but by the washing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost wants to regenerate you.
Yeah.
Charge you up again. Stir you up again.
Yeah.
Amen. When's the last time you was under the spot where the glory came out?
Come on.
When was the last time you just said, hey, Lord, here am I. Fill me up again.
That's right.
Amen.
I used to say that I'd go to Denny's. It was called Jerry's at the time. And we go into the meeting in this restaurant. And when we go in, 5 minutes later, the restaurant would clear out. And I said, well, light expels darkness all the time. But it'd be a big table of us. And, of course, I know y'all wouldn't do this, but I did. And I said, you know, that was pretty good service, you know, and God moved pretty good. Then I say, is that the best you can do, God? That's it? That's the best you can do? I dare them. And one night I went there, and I was telling people, I said, I always challenge the Lord. Is that the best you can do? You can't get me no better than that. Because, see, I came up when they used to say things like this. Well, we was in a service, and somebody got blessed by God, so to the point they had to say, turn it off, God, turn it off. I'm thinking, my God, turn it on, God, turn it on.
Amen.
And this is all you got, God? This is it? This is the best you can do? And I'm stuck in the corner there at Denny's, and I'm relaying that to the table full of people. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God began to come on me. Whoo! And I knew that He was going to take me up on the challenge.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, God, not here. But He wants to renew us, glory to God. He wants to stir us up. See, we get so wore out with the things of life that we forget that there's something better, glory to God. There's something more. Listen, you don't go to church because it's your thing to do. You don't go to church because that's what good people do. You go to church because you got a meeting with God, glory to God. And God has ordained it so that I can, He said, if I can just get them all in one place, I can just pour out them all at one time. Regenerate them, glory to God. Well, amen. And so it's a time of renewal. The Bible says that when they went up to the upper room in Acts chapter 4, it said when they prayed together, the place was shaken where they were.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a shaking experience? When you just got together and said, we're going to pray till the Holy Ghost move. Oh, I know now we don't have to pray because we got faith. We just pray it one time and it happens. We don't have to pray through anymore.
Yeah.
We just get through praying. I don't want to just get through praying. I want to pray through. I want to know that when I'm done praying, when I put the amen on it, that I can stand and say, Father, I thank you that you heard me. I know you always hear me.
Amen.
So He wants to renew us. Amen.
Yes.
So we need to pray that God will begin to renew us. Glory to God. And then the song says it's a time to stand up under His anointing. Now, I'm one of these guys, you know, I like it when you fall out, when you get prayed for. But I don't need courtesy falls. And I don't care nothing about learned behavior. Well, glory to God, if I want everybody to think I got blessed by the Holy Ghost, I've got to fall out. It doesn't impress me if you fall out. Well, it impresses me if the word of the Lord picks you up and stands you back up. And so we got to get away from learned behavior. See, it's time for us to stand up under the anointing. Huh? Because usually when somebody falls out is because somebody with more anointing flowing through them overcomes the anointing that's in them.
Come on.
It's time for us to just get what we got, glory to God, stir it up to the point that we can stand under anything.
Yeah.
And sometimes when people fall out, they're just trying to get away from it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, amen. Somebody should have warned you. You either like me or... See, it's time to make a stand. God told Joshua, every place the foot of your foot, every place the sole of your foot shall tread, I've given it to you. And the problem is, we ain't standing on nothing. We're not treading on nothing. We're wanting God to do it. Oh, God, would you come down and rend the heavens? He has. He came and he spoiled the strong man. Come on, he binded him up because he's stronger than him and he spoiled him. So many of you are worried about spiritual warfare. Why don't you just enforce the victory that's already been won? Glory to God. You're already winners. Why do you fight a devil that's defeated? The church has gone so cockeyed. We want a war, bore holes in heaven, and we want to accept curses and... I cannot be cursed. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead. Let me rub the cat the wrong way. People want to holler about generational curses. So let me tell you about generational curses. You want a generational curse? You want to say there's a generational curse in my life? Talk to my daddy. He's God.
Yeah. That's right.
You want to trace my family tree? God.
Yeah.
That's where it starts. That's where it ends. God.
Right. Amen.
Huh? Well, yeah, but you know, we are human. No. You may be human. I'm a spirit that dwells in this tent that one day I'm going to lay the tent down and take up my true home.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. So we need to stand. Glory to God. Amen. You're anointed. Act like it. And then he says it's the time to go forth in the Lord. Time to go forth. Listen, it's time the church go forth. You know, we all have our favorite doctrines. That's why we got Methodists, Baptists, Pentecostals, Charismatics, Lutherans. We all got our favorite doctrines. The problem is we camp at the doctrine. We camp. And God's moving. He's always moving. He never meant for you to camp at a particular place or a particular doctrine. He wants you to go on in Him and get all that He has for you. See, you know, we got to come out of the Brill Cream generation. A little dab will do you. We got to go after the whole enchilada, glory to God. So it's time for us to go forth, glory to God. See, the Bible says that we're being changed from glory to glory. From glory to glory. From glory to glory, or from one degree of splendor to the next. Now, here's what he said, though. Get right back to the word. He said, they were like a man that... No, that's not... help me, glory to God. Hallelujah. Being changed from glory to glory. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, even by the Spirit of God. Now, the problem is, the reason why most people in the church are still the same way they are, they're not beholding the right image. They look at religion, what religion says they ought to be like, and they try to make themselves like that. Or they judge themselves, and all they can see is their failures and shortcomings. But he says, look into the mirror. And as you look into the mirror, see yourself the way I see you, and you'll be changed from glory to glory. From glory to glory. And the more time you get in here seeing yourself the way He sees you, the more change begins to take place in your life, glory to God. You begin to rise up and you say, you know what, I believe I can. I believe I can cast out devils. I believe I can, glory to God, lay hands on the sick. I believe I can. Why? Because there's something about God. He's coming living, the God of the whole universe. He decided to come on and dwell on the inside of me. And it's not me anymore, but it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And I don't have any understanding of time right now. It's time to go forth. It's a day of opportunity. And the song says, don't miss this opportunity. That for advancement in His kingdom, don't miss it. It's your day of opportunity. It's the day that you've been waiting for. It's the day that you can begin to do something if you'll just get charged up. See, the problem is we're trying to live off of yesterday's charge.
That's right.
We got a My wife's got a van out there and it sits in the driveway most of the time anymore because for some reason she likes driving my truck or our truck. And so it just gets me sometimes because I'll come in and I get ready to drive the van and the battery's dead. For the life of me, I can't figure out why it don't stay charged up. It was driven last month. Well, why don't we as Christians stay charged up? We prayed last month. Somebody told me one time, says, I see that church right there? I said, yeah. He said, I got saved on the back steps of that church 20 years ago. I said, I don't care what happened to you 20 years ago. I want to know what you did yesterday. I don't care what God did. You know, you can tell me, well, you know, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. No, you're a quart low. If you ain't spent some time under the spot where the glory comes out, you ain't full. If you ain't been stirring that thing up.
That's right.
Come on, everybody, we ought to be kickstarting a Honda tie and our bow tie and come kitty, come kitty, come kitty, come every once in a while. Glory to God. Come on, we ought to be stirring ourselves up. Hallelujah. It's a day of opportunity. See, the Bible says this, that the people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits, heroic deeds. If you know your God, he says you're going to be strong and do. Actually, in the Hebrew, it ends right there. The people who know their God will be strong and do. They added exploits because they thought we weren't smart enough to understand. So the people that know their God will be strong and do. And so you can always tell whether or not anybody knows God. Are they doing anything? Come on, you ought to be doing something, giving the devil trouble or something. Do something. Well, amen. And so this is our time. This is, again, the Bible says this about us. See, we're so worried about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But the Bible says this, that your joints. And it says every joint supplies something. And when the joints don't supply something in the natural, arthritis sets in. And pain and the crippling begins to take place in the natural. In the realm of the spirit, when you as a joint don't supply your part, then that person sitting next to you don't get their miracle. And so we need to be doing something if we know our God. Yes. Well, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we need to be sons of God, manifesting ourselves, showing ourselves as who we really are. See, it's one thing to say my God is greater. And he is. But saying it doesn't prove it. It's the doing it that proves it.
Amen.
And we need to just begin to do it.
That's right.
Get in the face of the devil. Amen. The prophet was hidden in the cave one time and the guy come to feed him some bread and he said, you go tell Ahab, I'm about to show myself. This is the day. This is my appointed time. I'm coming out of the cave and I'm about to show myself. And I'm telling you, it's time the church begin to show themselves. We're talking about we're spirit filled. We're talking about the power of God dwells in us. Well, prove it. The whole world's from Missouri. Show us, glory to God. Amen. It's time for preparation. It's time to begin to rise up, begin to prepare ourselves to begin to do the things that God wants us to do. Come on now. Listen to me. The spirit of advancement is upon you.
Amen.
You've been stuck in the mud long enough. The spirit of advancement is upon you. You're going to suddenly find out there's a new thrust being released in your life. And it's going to carry you further than you've ever been. And you can do more than what you've ever done before. This is your season. This is your time. Begin to make preparation for it. Everybody's saying, well, everything's going so wrong. You know, today you can turn on the TV or the radio and you know what they're selling you now? Food insurance. Food. Get some food insurance because there's going to be a food shortage. And you're going to starve to death. And so you need to do something in preparation for food. I think I will. I think I will trust my Father. If he can prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy. I think He can take care of it. Amen? And you know, some were so worried here just a couple weeks ago that it's checkout time. Oh, the earth's going to end. Tribulation's going to begin. Huh? And they're so worried about it. Just like back in 2000 when the millennial was going to change. And the clocks were... I have never figured this out. The computers were going to stop, and so we were in trouble.
Excuse me, but I'm not a robot. There's no battery pack on me.
And I made people angry because I told them, no, it's not going to happen. You don't have to worry about nothing. You're going to be okay. It's going to continue on. Go home and unpack your bags. You ain't leaving yet. See, when the Lord comes back, He's coming after a church that's full grown. He's not coming after some weak, sickly, sin-trodden down bride.
Come on.
He's coming after a beautiful bride, adorned in all her glory. Prepare yourself, glory to God. Amen. Spirit of evangelism. So it's a day of significance. Amen. A set time. A God-appointed time. A predetermined time that God has set aside for you. Listen to me. You're not even here tonight by happenstance.
No, sir.
Well, I just thought I'd just go to the camp meeting. I saw it advertised, so I just thought I'd go check it out. They said there's going to be a prophet, so I just thought, well, I've never seen a prophet before, so I'll just go see what a prophet was. Wrong. See, you're a child of God, and the Holy Ghost leads you. And He led you because this is your significant time. It's His predetermined time for your life. It's the time that He set aside for you to be blessed, for things to begin to change in your life. And so you're not here just because you want to come to camp meeting. You're here because God designed for you to be here so that you can break through and you can receive what you have need of during this camp meeting. You can either amen it, cast it off, or accept it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time for a breakthrough.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
It's time for your suddenlies.
Yes, sir.
You know? Suddenly. You know, they were said, the Bible says they were in the upper room. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. No, it wasn't suddenly. And yet it was. It wasn't suddenly because they were up there for 40 days. You get in a room with 40 guys. And everybody trying to pray. And they don't have a set leader yet? I bet you didn't seem like suddenly to them, but yet when it happened, it was suddenly. You know, you can look back over your life. There was times that you didn't think you was going to make it. But you're still standing here, which means that you made it. Somehow or another, suddenly God moved in your life and in your situation and things change. It was suddenly, but yet it wasn't suddenly. You went through tribulations and trials and testing until it happened, but suddenly. See, God can do more in just a moment than what we can do our whole lifetime. All it takes is one word from God to change your situation. Suddenly. Come on now. See, you could be in somewhere ministering the word of the Lord and your house can burn down. Suddenly. You could be ministering the word of the Lord and everything be taken away from you. And you feel like I've got to start over again. Suddenly. But then all of a sudden you begin to look back and you find out my latter end is greater than my former. Glory to God. What the devil meant for evil, God turned for good. It wasn't God said, oh, wait a minute, they had enough, and now I think I might do something. No, He had it planned from the beginning. He marched you out as a champion, just like He marched Job out when He told the devil, have you considered Job? You've been trying to give everybody a hard time? Hey, I've got a champion. You can do what you want to, except take his life, and I'm telling you, he's my champion. And God's looked at you and said, that's a champion for me. That's a person that won't quit when things get rough. That's a person that won't give up because a little pain hits their body. Come on now. That's a person that won't give up because their friends left the church. Come on now. That's a person that won't give up because they didn't get the job they thought they ought to get.
That's
That's my champions. That's one of the best I got, devil. Take your best shot. They'll still be standing here when the dust settles, glory to God. And suddenly I'll move on their behalf because I've decreed it from the beginning that they will be blessed in the latter end.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
I wish somebody would help me preach, glory to God. It's your day of visitation. The Lord looked over Jerusalem and said, oh, if you only knew your day of visitation, the day that I have appointed for you, that I was going to come as your king and rule from my kingdom. If you only understood the time of your visitation, I'm telling you, this is a significant time that you're in. This is a time that God said, I'm visiting you once again. I'm visiting my church once again. There are people writing books and saying the church is falling apart. There's people writing books and saying we've got to learn to accept the world and embrace the world to keep our young. No. God's not been taken by surprise. God knew this day was coming. He's already gave the strategy. He already knows what he's going to do. And suddenly the Spirit of the living God is going to be released in our midst again, and people are going to flock to it, glory to God.
Amen.
You're going to find your place called there. Come on. Your place called there is your place of provision. When the prophet of God said, it's not going to rain no more until I say it's going to rain. He didn't understand it was going to affect him too. And God told him, said, you get down to the brook because I've commanded the ravens to feed you there. You know, roadkill. But you know what? After a while, you get comfortable even at the brook, don't you?
Yep.
You know, when you, okay, this is the way the mop flops, the way the cookie crumbles. It's just my lot in life. I'll just grin and bear it and make the most of it. You get comfortable in that, and suddenly the voice of God comes to you again, say, no, you get up and you get down to Zarephath. You go through the red hot furnace because I commanded already that somebody on the other side is going to begin to bless you. See, a divine connection. And you don't know it, but God's already spoke to men and women all around about you as divine connections that set them things up for your life. I'm telling you, your suddenly is about to spring forth on your life.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Me too. Hallelujah. It's your day of visitation. Listen, I don't want to look back years from now and say, I don't want to look back tomorrow and say, I should have. Remember when he told him to take the arrows and smite the ground. He smote the ground three times and the prophet was wroth. He said, what's the matter? I've done what you told me to do. He said, you should have hit the ground five or six times. But now because you only done it two or three times, you only defeat your enemy two or three times. And see, it wasn't the fact that he just hit it two or three times. It was his attitude. I'll just do what I got to do because I got to do it. I got to appease him. I got to say amen because he keeps saying, say amen. Huh? And it's not about the amen. It's about that God wants to break through in our life. He wants to get out of the box. He wants to be all that he can be in our life. But he's got to get us to a place that we let down our guard so that we can begin to receive the things he has for us. He has a place called there for you. He has a place that he's already ordained for your provision. A place he's already ordained for your healing. A place he's already ordained for you to be receive strength and be refreshed. A place that you can return to Joel's house. Glory to God. Amen. Well, what should I do? I'm glad you asked. Believe his prophets. See, the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God and you'll be established. Believe his prophets and you'll prosper. You gotta believe God, first of all. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Not just that he is, but he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If you've been seeking him, listen to me. He is a rewarder. And suddenly it'll begin to take place in your life. Have faith in God. Don't have faith in your confessions. Don't have faith in your steps and your remedies and everything. Just have faith in God. He will not fail you. When we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. So just have faith in God. Don't worry about whether that you prayed it right, you said it right, you confessed it enough. Have faith in God.
Amen.
We've been trying to do it ourselves.
Yes.
Speak to your dead bones.
Amen.
You know, that situation in your life, it just seems like all the life has gone out of it. And your dreams and your visions, they just crumble. It looks like, well, I guess it'll never take place. I just put it on the shelf. I missed my opportunity. No, no, no. See, God took the prophet and set him down in a dead place. Why? Because it was his assignment. And you may have been in the situation you're in because it's your assignment. Not so that you can go through the dry places, but because you can change the dry places. God says, Son of man, can these bones live? God, that's a trick question. You know. And he says, prophesy to him, which means in the Hebrew, make yourself a prophet to these bones. Speak life to the bones. Speak life to your dreams. Speak life to your family. Speak life to your job. Come on. Speak life to it. Make yourself a prophet. Change it. Glory to God.
Right.
Smith Wigglesworth said, the Holy Ghost ain't moving, I'll move him.
Right.
It's time to move him. And then rise and shine. Look at somebody say, rise and shine. Which simply means get up and do something. Rise and shine. Listen, God is going to break through for you. Well, amen. Why? Because the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Not going to, is risen. Is risen. All the difference is because of what God's doing. Amen. And it's the time to focus. Remember the scripture said, the psalmist said this, one thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. Would you throw away your shopping list? And when you get focused, what's the most important thing with you in your relationship with God? One thing do I desire of the Lord. And that will I seek after. I'm going after it with like bulldog tenacity. I refuse to be denied. God, it's your will for me. It's in your word. I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to slack up. I'm not going to shut up until you do something, God. You promise and you're not a man that you should lie.
Right.
Amen.
One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. We need some tenacity. Glory to God.
Amen.
And then listen to me. Ask the Lord for rain. Zechariah 10:1 says, ask the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Are we in the time of the latter rain? So what does he tell us to do?
Rain.
Ask the Lord for rain. God, I'm tired of my dry spell. Will you rain, glory to God? Will you rain your spirit down on us? Amen. Wait, Lord, I don't want to hear stories about the way it used to be. I don't want to hear about people lined up outside the church because you were moving in the church and they couldn't get in because they heard about what was going on. I don't want to be like it was back in those days when they had to tear the roof off to see you, Lord. Lord, rain on me now. I want to be right in the midst of it. I want to be participating in it, Lord God. I'm tired of being a spectator. The sin that so easily besets me. And I want to be a participator. Rain on me, God. I'm thirsty, Lord.
Amen.
Maybe just me. And then listen, shift. Everybody say shift.
Shift.
Now that's a word that I come to love hate. Because I love what it means and I hate it when I hear it all the time. But when I used to play football, you know, when I was younger, and they would do like ready, set, and you think you're getting ready to hike the ball, and they say shift. And everybody would move in the backfield. Different play, you know, and you have to be able to focus on what's going on. And see, sometimes we have to shift. Because we got our mind made up that it's going to happen one particular way.
That's right.
And we're looking for it the same way all the time. That we can't see the forest for the trees.
Right.
Or the trees for the forest, whatever it is. And so we've got to shift our way of thinking. Because listen to me, he's God and we're not.
That's right.
And he can do it any way he wants to.
That's right.
Amen. To whoever he wants to. As many times as he wants to. And we just need to be open and let him do what he wants to do. And there is a shift coming, glory to God. There's a shift coming in spiritual authorities in the church. There's a shift coming in authority in the nation. I'm telling you, there's a shift coming, glory to God. And we're going to begin to see some things take place, glory to God. That means that we have to come into a new position. Now, my position is that I'm in a position to receive. That's the only position I've got. I'm in a position, well, two of them. I'm in a position to receive, and then I'm in a position to do whatever he wants me to do.
Right.
No longer, here am I, Lord, send Moses.
Yeah.
It's time to call for the wind. Call for the wind of the Spirit. I told my church one time, I says, the building we were in at the time had a door that from the outside It to get in, you had to pull the door open. It didn't open in, it opened out. But I'm telling you, we're standing there and I was preaching and I said, I'm telling you the day's coming and it's right here upon us now where the wind of God's Spirit and the rain of God's Spirit is going to blow in this house. And suddenly, the back door of the church, that particular door that opened out, was blown into hallway, blown off its hinges, and the rain of, the rain began to rain in the building. Suddenly. And I'm telling you, that's what we're in right now, where the wind of God's Spirit is beginning to be released again and begin to blow on us. It's strange that we have it at a camp meeting at Pentecost. The wind of God's Spirit's being released, glory to God. And listen, it's bringing a fresh breath. It's reviving us. Anytime there's a wind that comes in, it blows some things in, but it also blows some things out. And we all know there's some things that need to be blown out of our lives. But we also know there's some things that need to be blown in our lives. And that's what God's trying to do with us right now. This is our significant time where He's releasing the wind of His Spirit. You've heard my wife, as she began to minister prophetically, she says something about a fresh and a brand new. A fresh and a brand new. There's something fresh and brand new that God's beginning to release in His church. If we'll just begin to open ourselves to it and stay open to it, God's going to begin to do some things in our midst. This is your season. This is your time. And this is your turn. Come on now. It's your turn. Y'all not hearing me. You get a couple kids together and they'll tell you whose turn it is. It's your turn, glory to God. You don't have to sit back and watch everybody else get blessed any longer. You know, you've been in those services where somebody like, well, we won't point anybody out or anything, but somebody like, we just, whoa, glory, hallelujah. And you're thinking, I don't feel a thing. Huh? What are they getting so blessed about? I didn't even feel God in the house all night long. It's your turn. It's your turn. Come on. You know, you don't have to leave high and dry. It's your turn. Glory to God. Amen? I said amen?
Amen.
So you better be looking out for your suddenlies. Now see, I'm going to tell you, I don't play with this stuff. I used to go to church and tell everybody, say, you bring your designated driver tonight. And I walk out of the church where people couldn't drive because they didn't listen to me. And I tell them, I said, I'm sorry, I told you, bring your driver. I told you, you didn't listen to me. Now it's on you. I'm gone. And I'm telling you, it's your season. It's your turn. Now listen to me. The joy of the Lord is
your strength.
You want to be strong in the Lord? Get some joy.
Amen.
Stir yourself up a little bit.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. Just stir yourself up a little bit. Glory to God. Come on, honey. Let's minister prophetically to a few people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're getting quiet on me again. Ha ha. Glory to God. Now we're not going to prophesy to everybody because then you'll think, well, there's no need of me coming back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to sing that. It's a time of refreshing. Ronnie, come on. Let's go back in the day.
You know the song?
Amen.
Huh?
I believe I can remember it.
Hallelujah.
Time of refreshing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yeah, she said, I'm going to get that electric guitar up there.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Why don't you stand? Let's just stand in the presence of the Lord. Shut out everybody around you. Stay open. Amen. He's been talking about it's a time of refreshing. Glory to God. And I'm gonna start it, Brother Ronnie, and follow me. Amen. It's a time of refreshing, a time of healing, a time of renewal, says the Lord. This is a time for you to stand up under my anointing, A time for you to go forth in my word. It's a time of refreshing, a time of healing, a time of renewal, says the Lord. This is a time for you to stand up under my anointing, a time for you to go forth in my word. Listen, don't miss this opportunity to be in my kingdom. Don't miss this opportunity. I'm laying at your feet. Amen. This is a time of refreshing, a time of healing, a time of renewal, says the Lord. This is a time for you to stand up under my anointing, a time for you to go forth in my word. I have appointed this day and this hour just for you, my son and my daughter. Know my hand is upon you fresh and anew. The wind of my spirit is blowing. It's bringing a fresh advancement. Open up yourself to me once more. I'll not disappoint you. I'll not let you down. For my love for you is all I have for you. I'll not withhold anything to you, for I'm trying to get it to you. Open yourself to me just one more time. It's a time of refreshing, a time of healing, a time of renewal, says the Lord. This is a time for you to stand up under my anointing, a time for you to go forth in my word, a time for you to go forth, a time for you to go forth, a time for you to go forth, says the Lord. A time for you to go forth, time for you to go forth, time for you to go forth in my word. If that's you, you need to come on. You've been waiting. Just keep playing, Ronnie. Can we move this? Some of you have been waiting for something particular. This is your moment and your time. There are giftings and callings that's in this house that has lied to dormant. Amen. And God wants to begin to launch you out. He wants to bring a refreshing. Amen. Come on, if you want that, come on. Don't wait. Don't miss your moment. Don't miss your time.
I want to do something.
Hallelujah. What's your name?
Yeah, you too.
Michael? Michael, I just looked back here at you and I just saw that God said He's going to break the bread on your behalf. And it's like you've been just hungry for the things of God and just not being able to be satisfied. And I just saw the hands come down and break the loaf, and God's going to begin to cause that stirring to be satisfied. You guys have gone through a dry spell. And it's been a rough way to go. But the Lord says that He saw everything that you've gone through. And now He says He's bringing you to a place now that He's going to begin to break the bread on your behalf. And you're going to begin to see there's a word that God's going to bring your attention to that's going to begin to change the way you're seeing some things and the way you've gone through some things. Even where it seemed like that others around close to you just wanted to shut down on you and didn't want to have anything to do with you. You're kind of weird to them, and it just didn't want nothing to do with you. They're turning their back, and there's been some things said that shouldn't have been said. But God said He's going to begin to turn some things around, that this is a time and a season He's going to bring restoration in your life. Not only restoration, because the weight of everything just really kind of weighed heavy on you guys and took its physical toll as well. And the Lord said He's going to begin to release a new strength and a new healing in your lives, and that you're going to begin to see now. I heard Pastor say earlier she can run through a troop and leap over the wall. That's you. You're going to begin to see that take place. And I don't know what's been going on, but I know it's been like it's just weighed you down and you felt like you couldn't do anything. You couldn't make an advancement. But God said all that's about to change because the wind of God's Spirit is being released on you. And this is a new day where God's beginning to bring an adjustment in your life. And those hungry desires are about to be satisfied. And it's been like a report been made over your life that's wanting to try to cancel you out and take you out. But the Lord said, I'm reversing the report, and He's beginning to make His own report on your life. And I hear the Lord saying, you're going to live and not die, and you're going to begin to see the hand of God being manifested in your life. This is your time and season. Now, just a fresh wind of God's Spirit coming on your life. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord says, you're not going to be the same any longer. And the Lord says, you're going to begin to see yourself in a new way. And you're going to begin to see yourself in a new life. Now, I don't normally do this, but I'm telling you that there's something about to take place in your life that it's going to bring such a change in your life. And there's not going to be this. It's like you guys have been trying to run and trying to do some things, but it's like you're pulling the weight. You can't get nowhere. But the Lord said, that's all changing because He's cutting the chain. And you're going to begin to see now that you're going to begin to make advancement. And the Lord says, don't pay any attention to the things that have been said, because those have been tricks and deceptions of the enemy to try to hold you down and cause you to camp where you're at, because you've been camping in a place of disappointment and dissatisfaction. But God said, I'm about to release that on your life. And the Lord said, you're about to see now that you're going to begin to take ground. And as you take ground, there's others who are going to look and say, well, what's happened? What took place? And the Lord said, He's going to begin to put a pep in your step, and there's going to be some joy that comes to your household. Listen, this is a day of celebration, because everything around about you is about to change. Everything's about to change. I'm talking everything's about to change. Get ready, because the Lord does visit you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. What are we doing? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we get the other men of God up here and the women of God up here? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come and see Him, please, and make yourself comfortable. Hallelujah. Come, brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to lay hands on you. They may want to prophesy to you. They may want to, release healing in your life. I don't know what they're going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a Holy Ghost meeting.